Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9. Now, Paul Twivey is not the only guest this morning to turn puppies into stars. Dalmatians 2, 101 of them, scamper across the film career of comedian Mark Williams, who played a bumbling oaf in the remake of the film which threatened to turn them into collars and cuffs. He starred opposite Geoffrey Rush and Dame Judi Dench in the multiple Oscar-winning Shakespeare in Love, and your children will know him as Arthur Weasley in the Harry Potter films. But he's perhaps best known on the small screen as the star of The Fast Show, as, amongst other things, a polite but menacing gentleman's outfitter, and a man who lives in a shed. Let us learn more from him. Here are his Inheritance Tracks.
The piece of music I inherited is by Big Bill Brunsey. It's called When Did You Leave Heaven?
When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go?
It's about my youth, obviously, but also my dad's, because Dad was only 20 when he had me. Him and Mom were that first generation who had tertiary education. Mom went to art school and Dad went to architecture school.
Why did you trade heaven?
He was a jazz guitarist and very strict, as a lot of them were, about what they liked and what they didn't like. Dad had got quite an enthusiastic collection of blues and jazz, and the things that I loved were the real proper blues guys, like Jesse Fuller, who played an instrument called the footdella that he'd made out of an old double bass case. And then Big Bill Brunsey, who has got this great weight about him, but also this real sweetness.
If I'd kiss you.
I just love their guitar playing, because all of those guys, you have to listen and you think, well, it sounds like two guitars. The way they'd pick through a chord and then change chord in the middle of that pick.
Baby, I'm just only human, but you are so divine.
And also the number of chords they used. Dad had a chord book, you know, like a reporter's notebook. And they changed chords like two or three times in a bar, you know. It'd be like, jing, 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 jing. Our house was always full of music and books. In those days, it wasn't a constant background, like the TV's always on in some people's houses. It was much more episodic. So when you listen to a track or an album, it was kind of, let's put that album on. They had a sort of sense of occasion.
Baby, I would love to know.
I had a busy standard childhood, mucking around on bikes, lying in bed in the morning with my brother, trying to work out what Airfix model we were going to get from Woolworths, and then going there, and of course they never had it.
Why did you lose your little halo? Baby, why'd you drop your...
Bearing in mind that when I was 20, Dad was 40, and Mum was 39, we used to be at the same parties, you know. Oh, your mum's here, your dad's here. And the instruments used to come out, and that was part of entertainment, part of a good night. Our finest incarnation of all that was we had a group called Gypsy George's Campfire 5. I made a TTS bass, and I got a nice bit of window sash. It was really good. And Ian Hughes used to play the washboard, Adrian guitar, Bryn banjo, and my dad on guitar. I'll tell you what, it was all right.
But you are so divine.
There was something about Brunsey, and particularly this track, just kind of hurtles me back to sitting in a 70s living room on a housing estate in Bromsgrove with the park ray on, waiting for the telly to start. A piece of music I'd like to pass on is the psychedelic Furs Pretty in Pink. My little girl Lil's 6 now, and my friend who was at university with, Jonathan, his kids are 6 and 4. We're slightly older parents, and they're funny kids. I'd like to give them a flavour of what it was like when we were young, in 79, when Johnny and I were at university at Oxford. We found ourselves at Oxford, two slightly punky, specky kids in the sense of being educated.
It's a shame. All the lovers on top of the notes and the
It was very liberating in a way. I mean, we got into a few scrapes, I have to say, but it was intellectually extraordinary because we, both of us, had been used to being one of the brightest in our schools, and suddenly we were there with all these people who were just bonkers. And the music was a great soundtrack. I mean, at that time, there were a lot of really interesting bands. Wire, Talking Heads. I particularly used to listen to lots and lots of reggae, but I did like me 80s pop songs, I really did. I think that everybody feels like a bit of an outsider at Oxford because you're chucked in together. It's about being an outsider. It's about being picked as well. When I got my place, it was a sort of freezing cold, frosty morning, and this letter arrived. It wasn't A4 or anything, or printed. It was a piece of Basildon Bond-sized thing in an envelope with a stamp, handwritten in fountain pen, from the senior tutor. Dims Williams, please inform you that you have been accepted to read English at Bresnahan's University. And it was like, right, thanks. I'll have a go at that then. Psychedelic First, with that kind of vague keening thing there, and it just reminds me of being cold and wet with no money in Oxford and it being vaguely miserable. People think this recession is bad. Should have been back there. And having no money, but being young and having plenty of attitude, which the Psychedelic Furs have got in spades. We enjoy music together, me and Lil. I haven't played Pretty in Pink to Lil, but I will do. I don't know what my choices of music say about me. It took me years even to say to anybody what my favourite things were, if I could ever work them out. But I just like to pass it on. There's a tangible connection between me and my friend in some place a long time ago.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.